Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, it's Mariah. I wanted to take this opportunity to tell you all about Fanslide. It's the world's first live in-play fantasy football game. You get to play one-off matches that you're watching live using real-time Opta data. So you get to slide players in, slide players out from the two teams playing. And by the end of the game, the person who's accumulated the most points for their different actions, so tackles, passes, crosses, assists, goals, wins. You can win cash and you get to play against your mates and you get to beat them. If you know me, you already know that I'm a dab hand at Fanslide. Fanslide is going to be running during the Euros. There's going to be prize money on every game in the Euros as the £10,000 total prize pot. And if you invite your mates from within the app and if they win the prize money, you get to get half of their prize money. What's not to love? So yeah, if you haven't already, sign up for Fanslide. And when you get there, find me and lose. Cool.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Touchline Fracker. The season's over, but football's not over. Mm-hmm. I'm joined this week by Ellis.
Yo.
Double joining?
No, I'm not trying. That's not all we're going to do today. I'm going to do that.
That's heritage still. Yeah.
Proper Touchline heritage. What are you saying, Seb?
I'm good.
Yeah, we've got something to talk about.
Okay. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think so. And, Dissy, how you doing?
Maybe the Andrew Dissy, like you forgot who I was. I'm right next to you. I spoke to you today. What's going on?
I just yapped a couple of you earlier today.
Yeah. You're a bit confused. Come on, brother. Come on, you're a professional. Come on.
What courts are there, man?
Yeah, man. Every Sunday, bro. Every Sunday, bro, without fail, still. But yeah, let's get right into it. We're coming fresh off.
I'm basically taking the sound out of my headphones.
Yeah, everybody has a ball.
That's the first clip. That's the first clip.
Loud in my headphones, yeah, I was fucking my ears up in it. So I'm trying to see which one's my headphones.
I'm sure I'm number one.
I think I'm number two.
Was it?
Yeah, okay, so that's what
he's running around like he's Elon.
The face is guru.
Boy Wonder, yeah. Moving mad, yeah. Alright, cool, we move.
Okay, cool. Okay. Obviously, I didn't know the England score. I've just checked the England score. Never mind, Seb. So, with all that being said, Seb has adjusted his mic and we're good to go. So, yeah, with Euro 2020 just a week away, let's get into it. Yeah, so England have played Romania today, and they've managed to win 1-0. Rashford penalty. Talk me through the game. So I saw the lineup. I wasn't that impressed, but talk me through the performance, Dissu.
It was quite a lethargic performance, to be honest. Some of the issues from the lineup. Poor Ben Godfrey, he's not a right back. Literally, every time he got the ball, he went backwards. But I felt. But I'm not going to get onto him because he's not a right back. Not that one, mister. Anyway. So I don't know how we take 75 right backs and end up playing Ben Godfrey a right back in a warm-up game. That's neither here nor there. Calvin Phillips, just running around. I thought Shaw was all right. I thought the centre backs were calm. James Ward's pass was decent. And there was a few flashes from Rashford in the first half, a couple of flashes from Sancho. Grealish was just getting fouled every 10 seconds. And Calvert-Lewin, he wasn't really game. So England had, I think, Calvert-Lewin hit the crossbar from a header from a cross. Sancho, great play with Grealish, lovely 1-2s, 2-1-2s, and he curled it, one in the bar. But Romania still were looking kind of dangerous whenever they got into it.
Meet you in there,
Heritage. Yeah, what's his name? Hagi. So whenever, I think he's even their manager, anyway, whenever the ball kind of got into England's third, like, they had two good opportunities in the first half, and they had a few in the second half. So England weren't, and especially the start of the second half, England were, like, Romania started to come to the game a bit more, but then England changed to a 4-3-3 with the changes. I think Declan, Basmati Rice came on, Henderson came on,
Bellingham came
on, and Bellingham came on. And Lingard came on towards the end as well. So England went 4-3-3, then they started to really, like, play a lot better. Grealish won a penalty for foul. Rashford dispatched with ease, and I think Grealish was the star of the show. He was definitely the best player.
What position did he play?
He played 10, but he kept on drifting to the left. So him, Shaw, and Rashford were linking up quite a lot, and then Sancho was coming off the right, and he will link up with them a bit more. There was literally nothing going down England's right hand side. Yeah. I was almost like watching United. So it was quite a lethargic performance. Henderson came on, and he eventually took the Alan Bunn off Rashford, which I never think that's really necessary. And then he took a penalty, and he missed. I don't know why he took a penalty. Like, honestly, with Rashford, Grealish, Lingard saw the pitch, I don't know why he took a penalty.
He took it off of Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally took off Calvert-Lewin.
And he missed.
He took the ball off him.
He missed that ball off Calvert-Lewin.
So I didn't even know he took the ball off him, because at that point in the game, I was switching between the playoffs. I had both on TV. So I was like, oh, a penalty. And that's what Henderson was like. Oh, this brother's going to miss.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, and he didn't. Did he
keep a save, or did he miss a target?
Keep a save, poor penalty. And he didn't disappoint. England looked a bit shaky in the back, in my opinion. I'm not sure if it was the lack of protection or Romania getting into dangerous positions. Declan Rice, Phillips and Ward-Prowse, who don't have a good game, didn't offer that much protection. So yeah, it was just like a really blah performance. But towards the end, England started playing pretty well. Like Lingard and a couple of Nomandam were linking up, winning the ball back. Bellingham was unlucky of a chance. Obviously England missed a penalty. Calvert-Lewin missed a good chance. But they started playing well towards when they switched to 4-3-3. Mm-hmm.
So Lingard, he's not going, is he?
Yeah, neither is Ward-Prowse.
But obviously Southgate hasn't spoken about who he's going to replace with Trent. Yeah, I don't think.
Is it one of those two?
I don't know. It like they asked him at the start of the game, and they listed all the defenders that were not in the squad, and asking, can they make the squad? And Southgate was like, yeah, we'll just see what happens in the game. So they were alluding to defenders, and he didn't really shut that down, but I'm hoping he doesn't bring a defender.
Yeah,
So out of Lingard and Ward-Prowse, who was the more impressive?
Lingard. But the thing is, yeah, what I will say about that game is Ward-Prowse, everything I said, like his deliveries are mad. He put in sick deliveries. Calvert-Lewin should have scored. It was easy, right in front of goal. It's gone straight to the keeper's hands. If he literally, either directed it or mishit the ball, it's going in. Mm. Like, it's literally on his foot there.
That's why Calvert-Lewin's on the plane. People are asking why Calvert-Lewin's on the plane.
He's on the plane for that, to be fair. He did hit. He hit the crossbar from Ward-Prowse fucking cross, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's
right. Ward-Prowse all night, afternoon was putting in sick delivery. So it's difficult. When Jesse come on, in regards to the general play, it's way better.
Yeah.
Like, he links up really well. And I just think Jesse's kind of unlucky where, if we, at Man United, if we had another manager, I think Jesse Lingard would still be at Manchester United, because one thing he does is that he links up play well. So he may not do anything else, but the link between, you know, maybe it's the centre mids and the attack, he's definitely that player. Obviously, some games he goes missing, but generally, that's what he's going to do for you. And he can get a few goals. So for me, if anybody's going to go, it has to be Lingard. We can't, although I've been an advocate for James Ward-Prowse for set pieces or whatever, I definitely feel like Lingard has to go, bro.
I've never been a massive fan because of his lack of aggression, but he's a smart player. He's good, very good technically. He has close control. You don't really see him do anything bad things technically. I just think the way he plays, you have to kind of play for him. I just don't think he's at quite a level. I think it's quite difficult to be that player where everything goes through you. Like even like Bruno, like everything has to go through him, and I don't rate him. So I think with regards to England, obviously Lingard is a much better player than James Ward-Prowse. The problem with Lingard, in my opinion, is that the position that he wants to play, or he does play, there's just so many options there. You can play Sancho there, you can play Grealish there, you can play Foden there, you can play Mount there. Like, you've got a lot of attacking options, even though he's probably better than Mount in that role. So I would be... I don't really care who goes. Well, I think Ward-Prowse might make a bit more sense because he's not before that, and he might be better than Declan Rice and some of these other jokers like Henderson.
Cool. So based on what we've seen a couple of friendlies, the squad has been all but decided except for one position. How far do we actually see this England squad going?
Do you know what? Yeah, with this tournament, I can't lie. I actually haven't looked at the groups and how things are strategized, because that makes a big difference. Because we're going to say, oh yeah, we want this team, we think this team is good, but depending on their side of the draw, like with the World Cup, England's group was pretty calm. Then they got Colombia in the second round. They won on penalties. Then they got Sweden in the quarters. That's a calm dub. And then Bob's your uncle. You're in the semi-finals.
And they should have beat Croatia.
They should be Croatia. Yeah, they should have. That game should have done in the first half. So it just depends on the draw. So I have to look at the draw. But in terms of like my overall confidence in the team, I have next to none. I don't rate the defense. The midfield is going to be a problem area for me. And international football is all about the fine margins, technical security, not making mistakes, and capitalizing on others' mistakes with your decisiveness and your skill. Like, I think offensively, England have all the talent in the world. So it's just that, will the defense not concede silly goals and just allow the offense, the attack, to win them some games? And my issue is, would the midfield supply the attack with enough possessions to win in the games? Because with the likes of Kane, Grealish, Sancho, Sterling, Foden, Rashford, England got enough match winners there. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we can get bounced out. In, I think it goes straight to the quarterfinals after the first round.
I think it's around the 16 then.
Okay. If it's around, I won't be surprised.
They made it bigger, isn't it?
Okay.
Cash money.
Shock.
Super league.
It's
a joke, man.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried about the lack of pace in the defence as well, man.
We lose the recipe.
It's horrific over there. The defense was shit, but the one thing I do say about these two friendlies is we haven't put off our proper
best
11.
Team
we haven't put our proper, we've done a bit of a mixed match, and we've done a bit of go feed your family with like the players I've seen. Do you know what I'm saying? We've done a bit of mixed match. So with that, I don't really take too much heedance on the games that were played.
Yeah.
But one thing I do say is that I think Grealish may start at number 10 because he started at number 10 two games in a row.
So do you think, because there's been a lot of conversation about the formation he's going to use, do you think he's going to go with a 3-4-3? Do you think he's going to go with a 4-2-3-1? What do you actually think?
I personally think he'll go with a 4-2-3-1 with Rashford, Grealish and potentially Foden.
Okay.
I think that the right-hand side is up for grabs because Sancho today obviously played, and he's unlucky. Ben Godfrey isn't a right back, so there was no overlapping. There wasn't no combiner on his side. So yeah. Sancho
had to
comes inside naturally anyway, but he was doing a lot of that. And sometimes it will be him, Rashford, and Grealish on the left hand side. Like today, Do you know what I mean? Like, so it didn't do him any justice. And, you know, managers are cutthroat, so I don't think he'll be starting. Sterling's had a poor season, don't think he'll be starting. So I think we're probably going to see Foden on the right-hand side. 100% going to see Rashford, because one thing I say about Rashford is he's the, other than Sterling, he's probably the only one that makes runs off the ball. So throughout the first half, Rashford was making bare runs and no player was finding him. Like, even the commentators had to say it. Like, even sometimes, like, the player, like, maybe like Mings or somebody else will apologise because they didn't play the ball and they know they should have played the ball. So I think that's the benefit of having Rashford there. I think that's why he will start. And yeah, man, I think it's probably going to be a 4-2-3-1 with Rashford, Grealish, and Foden, and obviously Harry Kane. He's not going to be moved, but I just don't know who the double pivot's going to be. That's the interesting bit.
If I had to ask you now, gun to your head, who do you think he goes with?
Who do I think he goes with? I think he goes with Rice and maybe Mount, or Rice and Bellingham. Probably, yeah, but I think Rice is 100% clear. In that midfield, if I had my choice, it would be Mount and Bellingham, but I think he goes Rice and probably Mount. I think Mason Mount's done enough over the season.
Yeah, a manager's dream.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think he's done enough. Henderson, he played 45 today. He's obviously not played in a while. Yeah. In my opinion,
I'm surprised he went.
I was about to say that. Like, yeah, they're saying, oh, yeah. Do you see what Ricky said?
No.
Oh, so funny.
So they're saying, so obviously Henderson's playing 45 minutes today, but he's playing the second 45. And Ricky is like, bro, like, so if he's not fit enough to play the first 45, what's he doing? Does he do card tricks? Is he a magician? Like, basically getting onto him. Like, I know, like, oh, like, he's going to provide morale to the squad, oh, and God, he's going to be...
mascot role.
Yeah, basically, they're like, what? If I was Henderson, like, I wouldn't want to be a cheerleader and stuff like that. And Ricky was basically saying, like, he shouldn't go if he's not fit enough to start. There's a point there. You know, you've got James Ward-Prowse. He's probably coming off like a very good season. He's set piece specialist. He'd be hard done by. Lingard, 100%, in my opinion, okay, deserves to go.
How many leaders do England have in the squad? When you think of the players that are going, that you think of that are leaders, are going to lead that group in terms of, you know, the discipline, to make sure we're locked in.
Overrated, man. Do you know one thing I say about that role in England is very overrated, because we've had leaders forever. We've had leaders forever, and when the times, when it's got tough, nobody led. We've got smacked up.
Everyone's got a plan to get punched in the face.
Just bring the ballers. We've definitely gone that route a lot of times. The reason why we always had Lampard and Gerrard in the same squad is just the same reason why them two always played. They're like, yeah, they're quality players, but they're also leaders. And blah, blah, blah. We didn't win anything. Mm. We didn't win anything. So for me, especially international football, is about quality. Yeah, and if Henderson, okay, yeah, for me, he's got a bit of quality there or whatever, but the biggest thing is that you haven't played in 3.5 months, bro. That's amazing. You know what I mean? You haven't played in 3.5 months.
I'm coming across to you, Ellis. Because I want to talk to you, bro. It's been a while. It's been a tough week for you, boys. But it was a high when Trent got in. You guys spent the whole week telling us you don't care if he doesn't go with England. And then when he got in, the kid. Yeah, the kid.
No way they were celebrating inclusion to 26 man's
squad. So anyway, Trent got in. Unfortunately, he's been injured. Henderson, I was saying on the Discord, I've been saying, like, and people kept putting him in the team as a shoe, and I was like, he has not played for 3 months. Mm. What is he going there to do? He's not the best player when he's fit. Mm. And this is now an unfit Jordan Henderson. Seb is of the opinion that the whole the leadership angle is overrated. But, you know, Liverpool, you guys trumpet and you guys really rate Henderson and the influence he has on the squad. I'm assuming you have a different opinion in regards to that from Seb.
I agree with the leader thing. I think you do need leaders when, like, push comes up, you know, to stay locked in and that. When he hasn't played for a while, up in the field is going to be hard on that. But I think the main thing is that Southgate trusts him and he's taking a lot of people that he trusts. Maguire, Trippier, Endo. You know what I'm saying? He just trusts those players to, like, do a job for him. When push comes to shove, I don't know if he can buy him late. Is he even going to play? Did he go?
Yeah, he's there.
He should have been going anywhere.
He should be going anywhere, you know what I'm saying? So these players that haven't played for a while that you're taking up space from, you're not going to play. So
Your first choice centre back pairing is Maguire and John Stones, yeah. And then it's Mings and Godfrey.
Oh, I think it's Cody.
Godfrey's not done yet. Cody.
Mings and Cody. Yeah.
So I'm saying
we're coming from.
But to be fair, Ben White today put on a masterclass. This is the best ever game.
But he's not going.
I don't think he's going. But no. But there's today, that's what I'm saying. There's a space today.
Ben White is better than Cody and Mings.
Yeah, Ben White put in a masterclass today.
There's that six centre backs better than Ben White.
So,
Conte didn't go, Tomori didn't go.
Yeah, it's true.
And I think we spoke about this already, so I'm not too sure.
You lose a recipe, man.
Lose a recipe.
Where's that from?
Cool. So listen, it's another international tournament. It's England. We're not really expecting them to do much. But I want to talk about some other teams who kind of caught my attention in the last week or so.
Just before we leave, obviously, Manchester scored the winner.
Okay, yeah, tell me about his performance today. How was he?
Do you know what's funny, yeah? Because what will happen is, one thing I love about Man United fans, or about fans in general, is their critique of Rashford. It's beautiful. So Rashford today, yeah, started the game really, really bright, yeah? But made some mistakes. So there's two times when he tried to dribble the ball in and cut and shoot, he lost the ball. Fine. Yeah. That's in the first half. But first half, he was actually really good. Him and Grealish, him and Shaw linked up really, really well, whatever. But then in the second half, he started it really poorly. So the first 10 minutes, he made like a couple mistakes. One time he should have shot, didn't shoot, whatever. Naturally, he made mistakes. But the exaggeration is mad. Like he gets
a pretty tough rap, I think, generally.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't hear no other player mentioned but Rashford today. Mm. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So he one time, like, the ball's come to him and he made sure the shot. He tried to do a dribble.
Do you think you're partly to blame for the hate that
you get? I can't be partly to blame if it's everybody. Listen, everybody's getting the hate.
I think you're partly to blame.
But then, obviously, first 10 minutes, so the second half starts poor. Then he picks it up and then he goes on like a sick run. It's a shit left foot shot, but like shit left foot shot, but it's really good. Like, some people that are not shameless be like, oh shit, unlucky Rashford. Some people are like, oh Rashford, shit, decision making. I'm thinking, are you insane? What do you want? Do you want to cut back and pass it back to the keeper? Bro, it's one versus like four. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
And he's got into the box and got a shot
with his left foot that we complain about, he's missed. Okay, yeah. you're not gonna score.
I really hate the analysis that when a player quite a lot of our United players are like that at the moment, where it's either they are criminally underrated or criminally overrated. It's never objective, and it's just so boring. Like, why can't we just look at each play they make and be like, that was a good play, that was a bad play? And I think you see that Rash, you'll see a lot of more good plays and bad plays. Like, even when the thing dribbling inside, sometimes he over dribbles for me, it's a bit annoying. Mm. But it's not that deep. Like, I'll rather my player over dribble than just stand crossing to the box. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I thought Rash was right.
He's causing dangerous situations constantly when he's on the pitch. He's a player that the defence has to keep an eye on.
And the fact that people do, if you watch Rash, when Rash gets 1v1s, there's always a man cover, and maybe two. That's because that shows that when teams are playing against him, they know what talent is. And the few times he left one, much more than one, he moved to the bun that guy. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I was
genuinely thinking, what do you want him to do? He's like,
I think the next step for him is when he gets that, and he gets the double team, kick it out to the open man. That's a basketball
team. No, but he's dishing it up, though. he's doing his thing. No, he does, like, the thing is, what you have to realize as well, is like, Rashford is like, there's maybe three Rashfords in it. There's one that's going to dribble and do all that stuff. There's one that's just going to maybe chill and like just pass. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And he done that very early on with Shaw, but then Shaw stopped doing certain things. Like, Shaw stopped doing receiving the 1-2. Very early on, them two, bang, cash money, 1-2 all the time. Then Shaw stopped running. Or then Rashford will make a run, Shaw won't pass the ball, or he'll overhit the play. And do you know what I'm trying to say? But nobody mentions that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, this is supposed to be a combination here. Yeah. Rashford's combining with Shaw well, Shaw's not combining with him well. it don't make no sense for me anyway.
You know, people look at who's on the ball and they don't look at the whole...
The whole picture. Yeah, the whole, like, even the commentators were saying, when every time Rashford was running off the ball, commentators were saying, oh, I should have passed it to Rashford, should have sent it to Rashford there. And then they were like, oh, look at Tyrone Mings apologising or whatever. He makes sick runs off the ball. Makes sick runs off the ball, and nobody's passing.
And people will say Rashford has no football intelligence. It's just dumb.
It's insane.
It's boring. And then they'll complain when Sancho is doing the thing that he wants Rashford to do. Oh, Sancho, he's just passing. He's not taking on the player. Bro, which one is
it? What do you want? And no, it's true, because they were on to Sancho. They're like, why are you doing 1v1? This is what they were saying to Sancho. This one is fucking, that's actually very true. They were saying, Sancho, why are you not doing 1v1, yeah? Why are you just passing the ball? They were saying to Rashford, why are you passing the ball? Fam, it's insane, bro. It's insane.
Yeah, so like, do you know when a player is putting their hands down to the ball, to their feet, showing your feet, like, that's when you know it's bad, because men are literally begging you to give it feet. So Rashford, Grealish, they're coming, and like, you see them come into areas where the pass may be a bit tricky, but if you're like a good enough player or you're confident, you should be able to punch into that gap.
Yeah.
And because Phillips and Ward-Prowse weren't really doing that, like then they'll have to go wide to the fullbacks and they'll get a bit laboured. So when you have players like that, you need midfielders or sometimes the centre-backs confident enough that ball in that 1 yard gap between the two between that bank of four or bank of five to feed you guys in between the lines. Because every good team, like for example, if England buck Spain, Spain will have players that could do that. I don't know if Spain are good. If England buck France, you know that Pogba or the slap it through the lines. Kante is going to might run or try to slap it through the lines. Do you know what I mean? Like
Yaya Toure-esque,
them man there in a group chat. Like Germany, Gundogan's going to try to slap it through the lines. Portugal, they're going to have certain man going to try to slap it through the lines.
You said Spain, you didn't say Thiago. Come on, man. What's wrong with you? Respect
this. Oh, that's overrun Spain. Like,
oh, did they take him?
Don't do that. This is don't do that.
Oh, I don't know if they're talking about that. After that showing, you know what I mean?
They've got nobody left, man. They are losing recipes, man. 100%.
Who's their biggest star?
Thiago.
Fucking hell.
Thiago. Well,
anyway, moving on.
Yeah. So anyway, today the highlights was just literally Rashford, Grealish, and Sancho. It's just like them three behind Calvert-Lewin, but Calvert-Lewin wasn't doing much.
Calvert-Lewin. I don't want to see him ever touch the pitch. Literally, unless it's like, okay, cool, we're down 10, deeper than fourth quarter.
That's my fault.
Yeah, dead eye. Cool. Then we bring on Watkins and Calvert-Lewin and Ward-Prowse and Trent with a broken leg, and we just start spamming.
I think after watching like the two highlights, I think Watkins is probably a better footballer than.
That's for sure.
He is definitely.
Yeah, he is. Calvert-Lewin.
He's a physical specimen. He's a problem.
Fam, he's just posterizing you.
Literally.
Just posterizing. He's just above the rim.
And did you see the last friendly when
Blake Griffin got the Clippers, man?
He got a free kick and he jumped bare. High from
a fantastic, yeah. Fantastic leap,
mad
man.
Leap, bro. But
Ronaldo,
yeah. I need more, though. I need more.
It's got him this far, man. Yeah, you know,
might as well, isn't
it? Cool. So, before I was gonna go ahead and Seb brought me back to talk about Rashford, I wanted to talk about the return of Benzu.
Hey,
the streets,
king of the streets.
So I saw somebody tweet that. Their shop saw the group, they said, "Rah, nah, this Benzema beef ain't worth it. Benzema beef ain't worth it." That group was because it's Portugal and Germany, isn't it?
Germany,
he said,
bro.
"Come back."
Nah, the French squad, like Pogba's the top boy.
Yeah,
Benzema comes in different levels.
It's different.
Like, and Mbappé, look at him,
bro.
Damn,
now in the finishing training,
Damn, Daniel, back in the game with fresh new Vans.
But the thing is, the finishes were calm. I was like, you can do this. And Mbappé looked at him like,
the second one, he scored it. You went, I can hear him. He goes, oh la la. Well, he's just looking at
him. The thing with Benzema, like, people don't say he's been hooping for time. I remember when he was like 19, 20 and he played against us. And
Fergie wanted him. Yeah. So
that's when I was in love
Fergie
with
Fergie.
Benzema and Ben Arfa.
I was in love with
both. And
then a couple of them were trying to push Maluda on me. I was like,
No. I wanted both.
You see, when he was younger, he was doing that thing where he was dropping deep. And basically, what Kane was doing last season, but he was just cold with it. Dropping
cold. I remember he was going to go left foot, bottom corner, packed out Van der Sar quickly.
What a player.
Hold that. hold that bottle cold.
Benzema, Ben Arfa, I love.
They were, so they were cold. I remember before we played them. I think it was a quarter final we played them in. I can't remember now when he scored and Fergie was talking about them. I could see the hunger in Fergie's eyes. He wanted him so. He wanted him so bad, especially Benzema. He did want both.
I know Fergie would know how to manage Ben Arfa. Ben Arfa, Fergie, let me go shisha. Hold my card.
Wait, if you don't ball out, training all next week.
Say no more. That's it. Say no more. Do you think Ronaldo and Nani weren't throwing? Anyway, I'm not going to talk about what them and Anderson were up to. Them times, you see it. But that just watching that the French squad, how they're vibing, and then I watched their game against Wales. Okay, granted, Wales went down to 10 men, but that slickness of some of their play is just. It's just too much quality. When you've got, and this is without Kante hasn't come in, they've still got that charlatan Rabiot and Tolisso, like that false image. But like, when you've got the quality of like the Griezmann, Mbappe, Pogba, Benzema, of quality,
that quartet.
It's too crazy, mad. It's bro. Too much. And obviously we saw what France did in 2018. Like they were the best team in the World Cup. They won it. And that was with Giroud playing against them. Giroud didn't have a shot on target.
No goals, no shots on target.
No shots on target.
Scary.
So imagine them with Benzema. So
Benzema can do what Giroud does.
Yeah, and score.
Better.
And score.
Yeah, like Benzema was unlucky. He hit the post twice. A couple
they really wanted him to score, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. You could tell.
They can't wait.
You see the clip in training?
Yeah.
Bare space. All he did was like a flick. Jumping around like an Agbaya.
Yeah.
He needs to behave himself. I'm watching him closely.
Fair love.
Respect. I mean,
they look good.
I was about to say, can we really look past France to win the Euros? Obviously, they lost in the finals last time to Portugal. and they'll want to avenge that. Portugal are up there as well. They won the Nations League last year. They've still got Ronaldo. They've got Felix. They've got Bernardo Silva. They've got ballers all over the pitch, man.
If you don't say Bruno, I was going to lose it.
Yeah, I was about to lose it, man. Yeah, come on, you know me, man. Yeah. Heritage, man.
Yeah, they got some juggers, man. Even what's his name from Liverpool?
Jota.
He's Portuguese, right? Yeah, Jota, Portuguese, right? They've got a lot of good players. Cancelo. Yeah. I like Guerrero at left back.
Diaz,
Portuguese.
Yeah.
So they're my main ops.
Renato Sanchez back in the mix.
Renato Sanchez has been balling.
I've rubbished it.
Like he didn't come to us, and then he wasn't really doing his thing at Bayern.
When he didn't come to us, yeah, I was happy.
No, sorry.
When he didn't come to us and play shit, I was so happy.
When I saw somebody tweeted that, he's gonna be on a cruise ship doing kick ups for a living. Ever since then, I can't look at him the same. I just can't. I'm sorry. I can't rate him. That tweet is like ingrained in my head. When I think of a person, usually think of a kit or a goal. I just think of that tweet. I don't know what he looks like anymore. I know he's got dreads. That Portugal squad is looking kind of brazy. So I think, yeah, Portugal.
They're my two favorites. And would you put Germany in there with them?
I don't know who even plays for Germany these days.
F Germany, man. No, that Frankfurt Havertz.
Müller, Gundogan. How's Sane, Gnabry?
Kimmich.
Okay. I don't know.
Kimmich.
Low will be like one be last time, guys.
It's going to be scary. All right. Fair enough.
Sane's a bit inconsistent. Like he can be like an absolute devil. He could just be a 1 minute. So it just depends. Like if they're counting on Werner, then they ain't gonna go to the promised land. So I don't know. I can't speak on Jim. What's their midfield like? Is it Kimmich, Gundogan, and Goretzka?
That's special.
They got some players.
Germany
still
got players still.
I think out of the top. What's Italy like? Because I think them's asked by them the group.
They've got bare guys, bare pasta guys. I've never heard of. You know different types of pasta. I don't know who these guys are, bro.
But apparently some of the commentaries they're saying that they got a good young crop coming up. Mancini's their manager.
They haven't lost in quite a while.
England ain't winning anything.
Nah.
Yeah. I like the brother. Oh, what's his name? Kayser. That's the only brother I know.
Hooper, man.
I think I've watched him once, but the way how people go on about him, I think I need to watch him properly because
he's direct, he can carry, he can score, he can beat players, he can finish with his right foot, finish with his left foot.
They've got a sick midfielder.
Players on the wing, right or left.
They've got a sick midfielder called Bartelli, Bartella.
Oh, Barella.
Barella for
Inter. Yeah,
he's cold.
Yeah,
he's cold.
They've got
players and I think they've kind of lost their reputation and standing on the world stage. So
I think that's because they haven't got any like big names.
Renowned players, yeah.
But
they do that every tournament.
I think the teams, right now are quite equal, you know. I think France maybe pitch, you know, take it over the top because they've got Kante, Mbappe, Benzema and Pogba. I think those four are probably like undeniable.
Griezmann as well.
Forget that guy.
He's in hooping in 2021, brother.
But I'm saying Reventada. Other than that, yeah, I think that the teams are really equal, you know, in regards to that quality distributed throughout the team.
Yeah,
so it's going to be an interesting tournament.
I think another team wanted to ask about.
France, Portugal.
What about Belgium?
False image, man.
Yeah, man.
Lukaku's hooping.
But is Tyler going to step up? KDB, I think KDB's injured as well.
I don't know.
I don't hear about Kevin De Bruyne. What's the reams?
The real hazard, Torgan.
Listen,
he's a hooper at Dortmund, you know.
Dortmund and Mönchengladbach. He did this thing.
People don't think I don't remember what KDB is doing in the World Cup, stinking it up in midfield. Because
if they couldn't win it when Hazard was at his peak, they're not going to do nothing now.
Maybe they got a real man in Lukaku to take the lead now.
Yeah, we'll see.
What's that guy, Carrasco? Chorizo?
Oh, yeah, Carrasco, Jan Carrasco for Atletico.
They've got a good young player called Jeremy Doku.
Oh, is it?
He's close.
Is he getting games for them, yeah? Is at Salzburg?
He was in France. He used to play for Antwerp. He went to France. I'm not too sure what team he went to France.
Who's playing for Spain? I saw, like, do you know Sky Sports always have the friendly highlights? I saw Spain drew Nuno somewhere and the title was like, oh, Morata's misses cost Spain. I was like, oh, nothing's changed.
Last minute, one-on-one hits the bar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
Luis Enrique, they're smiling like, you're not playing, you're playing.
You think you can make it? You can never make it.
You would never make it.
Spain are losing recipes, man.
So who's playing for Spain?
Thiago, innit?
Thiago.
Fabian Ruiz.
The ghost of Xavi, the ghost of Iniesta.
They didn't take any Real Madrid players.
That is crazy to me. That is crazy.
Who should have went?
Gondo.
Yeah?
Who should have went?
Ramos.
And the back Ramos has been injured. See, Ramos was injured for as long as Henderson was. But Spain have some self-respect and they don't take probably the greatest defender in European football history. You are dragging them.
But the thing is, okay, cool. Like, who else is like, I don't want to see those Sociedad youths, blood. Like,
that's what you're seeing,
bro. That's what you're
going to see. What?
Carvajal.
I think he's injured, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, they took Laporte.
He gave up. He gave up.
Okay, at smart.
He gave up. Smart. Like, what can you do? What can I do?
I wonder.
So, who are their attackers?
Morata, Ferran Torres.
Moreno from Villarreal. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, he did the madness on.
Give me Spain in the last 16. I need to avenge. Do you know what? I need to avenge. Yeah. I've got a thing against Barca in it still.
Why?
So just give me Spain. That's good for me, bro.
England aren't getting there, man. Nah, give me Spain in the quarterfinals. England ain't getting there, bro.
Give me fucking.
They'll get there. England won't.
Yeah, give me Spain, bro.
England will tuck Spain.
Rashford will tuck them. No,
England will tuck Spain.
Wait. Over the top, England. I swear we tuck them. And they were good as well. They were good then.
England tuck in the Xavi and Iniesta and that spin.
Yeah, we
England love a friendly.
Listen, I know. I love Barca. I love Messi. Messi's not playing. Spain are shit, players.
I know they're shit. So are England.
No, England are better than Spain.
I can't call it, my guy. I genuinely
you're being shameless right now.
I can't call it. Okay. You guys can look at me. Yeah, and tell me that England are good.
They find their songs.
World Cup 2010, Euro 2008, Euro 2012.
What's the title?
Xavi doesn't die.
Who's that right back?
Huh?
Who's that right back?
Who's just starting right back right now?
Oh man, and it would have been Carver, yeah. I don't know who the hell plays for them these days. I saw a graphic the other day, and I was like, Who are these?
Who are these?
I swear to you, I did not know. I saw Thiago. Oh, Thiago and a body of man I have never listen, heard
if,
of.
If Thiago's your franchise, yeah, your max contract, you are going nowhere. I promise you that.
Yeah,
it's just literally Thiago in the midfield by himself.
What's happened to them though?
It's a scary
it's fell off, bro.
But how though?
They sacrificed everything for the Xavi and Iniesta era.
That was worth it. It was worth it, that's what I'm saying.
They sacrificed everything, but they didn't have nothing.
The thing with Spain, the way they play football, their football philosophy is really highly technical. They ain't very explosive. They ain't very direct. And that could only really work when your technicians are so ridiculously clear of everybody else. Like even Spain.
Oh, I've got it for you guys. Okay, cool. So goalkeepers are Unai Simon for Bilbao.
Simon, how can you be Simon and pay for Spain? What's up, Simon?
Hey, we're losing recipes for real. We are losing the recipes.
You're gonna be Simon.
All right, sorry. Unai Simon.
Yeah.
So you got David De Gea. Manchester Heritage. United, Robert Sanchez of Brighton, then they've got Gaia.
From where?
From Brighton. They got Gaia from Valencia, Jordi Alba, Pau Torres, Laporte, Eric Garcia, Diego Llorente, and Cesar Azpilicueta.
Okay, that defense is all right.
Midfielders, Marcus Llorente, Busquets, right. Rodri, Pedri, Thiago, Koke, Fabian, Dani Olmo, Pablo Sarabia.
That's rubbish.
Forwards, Moreno, Morata, Ferran Torres, Adama Traore, Mikel Oyarzabal.
From when they called up a black man, that team's finished, bro.
Marco Senna.
Yeah, and they didn't want him there, bro. Marco Senna to Adama.
hey, see that team yet? They actually have to start Adama.
Yeah.
They have to. They have to start Adama. Finished.
To be fair, there's names there still.
There's names there, but...
The ghost of Busquets. Like they got...
Henry's cold.
This is going to be Spain, yeah? 85% possession, lose 2-0 every game.
No, of course.
But Tiki Taka, fuck out of here, man.
All right, cool. So we've discussed the Euros, which we're looking forward to. Obviously, we're going to have Discord live chat for the Euro game. So lock in.
Are any of the games like during our working hours?
Probably.
Oh, so litty.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Zoom, no camera, no sound, blast.
Probably.
Come on, Discord going brazy on his toes.
Mariah, can you turn your camera on now so it's not working today? It's mad, you know.
Can't wait to get all my fucking international shirts, bro. I'm getting McTominay first.
West,
anyway, so
come on, you Scotland. Come on, you Scotland.
Just back to the
McSebina.
Just back to the league very briefly. It's been awards season. You know how we do. So I wanted to discuss the awards: Player of the Year, Young Player of the Year, Team of the Season. Go around, ask you guys your thoughts. I'll start with Player of the Year. It's gone to Ruben Diaz of Manchester City. That's the 32 games, I believe, 21 goals conceded, 15 clean sheets, about what, 70 odd million from Benfica.
70.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ of that.
Disu.
You know what City are about?
Yes. No.
Player of the Year. I think had a fantastic season, but there's no way on this earth that anybody not named Harold Kane should have won Player of the Year. It's egregious. It's fucking egregious. And people talk about narrative. Oh, he came. They lost company. They couldn't defend. I don't give a heck. Like, Kane was the best player in the Premier League. Like, I think there should be awards for, like, defenders, midfielders, and attackers, and then the overall award. So, like, defenders can be rewarded for the fantastic play. But if we're being sure, like, a 10 out of 10 season from defender and a 10 out of 10 season from attacker, the 10 out of 10 season from attacker is more valuable. Mm. Like, Harry Kane was a top goal scorer. Was he a top assist? Like, allow me. And even the fact that Salah wasn't even in the running was despicable to me. Like, Salah wasn't in there. And there's somebody else who I was thinking, Salah... Was Grealish in the running for it?
I don't think so.
Like, I saw like KDB and Frodo weren't in the running for it. Frodo had a fantastic end to the season, but he shouldn't have been there.
Egregious.
And KDB, that's just heritage. Yeah. What?
That's the brand.
Yeah, it's hashtag branding. So the fact that Salah and even Mount had a better season than like Grealish 100% should have been there. I don't give a heck how many games he missed. Like, he was the best player in the Premier League up until he got injured. So yeah, man, I wasn't... Like, Diaz is a very fantastic defender. He's had a great season. And
they conceded 32 goals this season. Conceded 35 last season.
Only 5 points more last
season. I'm not even talking about that. Thank you, brother. Cool. But yeah.
And then Young Player of the Year went to Phil Foden. Thoughts on that?
I think it could have gone to maybe Foden...
Saka?
Saka.
I think Saka has been too... he hasn't played well for ages. Even Lewis on the pods, I'm not sure if you heard it last week, Lewis said, yeah, Saka's been good for 15 games. Like,
15?
Yeah. But how
15? Hey, Jesus is Lord.
How long has Foden been good for? Like,
yeah, I the thing is, I think one thing that us fans got to look at is that a lot of people don't play sick for the whole season because it's fucking difficult. So we, like, the consistency thing sometimes is literally just based on if you like the player or not. Oh yeah, he was consistent. I like him. I'm gonna let those kind of performances cut through. Yeah. Like, I think with Foden, it was more like opportunity wise. But I think in terms of impact, who's had the most impact as a young player? I think I understand why Foden won it. Saka could have won it. I wouldn't have minded. I think Mount could have won it. I wouldn't have minded.
I think Mount should have won it.
Yeah, I think Mount might have been the most consistent performer in terms of from start to finish.
But in terms of top end, it's
Foden. I was happy. My issue with the young player thing was that
Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions, and now they want to help you even more with a Credit Karma Money Spend account. You can be rewarded for good money habits. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you'll be notified on the spot and your Instant Karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Open your FDIC-insured spend account for free. There's no minimum balance requirements, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals from a network of over 50,000 ATMs. And when you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll automatically be entered to win $1 million. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Like, Fofana and Pedro Neto wasn't recognised in the six, and
was
I think that's
all Brexit.
British.
Fofana would be a shout if he was in there. He was good, very good at the start. The middle, the end was a bit shaky, but I think I blame
Sionku for that.
Yeah. When Evans got injured, he was a bit shaky, but I think he had done enough
to definitely be in the top six.
Yeah.
And even potentially win it, because again, as we've all mentioned, that Foden only was good at the back end of the season.
Paginetta was brazy for the most of the season until he got injured.
So even Greenwood back in the season, he was decent. Do you know what I'm saying? I think Greenwood probably back in the season putting as much good games as Foden. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, but City are winning, innit?
That's the winner's tax.
I think it's winner's tax plus recency bias, probably.
The last name that you think of, like, if your best games were in 2020,
another thing, same thing, you know, Rashford and Gundogan, like, that's why Gundogan didn't win play. Gundogan has been, in my opinion, City's best player of the year. Like, bro, the reason why City won the league is because in that run, Gundogan was going crazy. And they put up enough distance towards the end of the season that where Gundogan wasn't as good, it didn't even matter because the title was run up. A point I want to make was that in terms of, like, young players who have had the most consistent performances across the season, Fofana definitely, and also the two Chelsea boys, and Reece James and Mason Mount, I think they've been consistently good. And Saka had a good start, Greenwood and Foden had a good ending, but the other two had a consistent. Who's the other one?
Rice was in there.
Yeah, I think Rice has been pretty consistent in his performances, but I don't rate the performance of that quite high, in my personal opinion.
I think Rice was okay, but yeah, nothing to kind of shout about.
Cool. Let's talk about the team of the year. So we had Edison in goal, Cancelo, Stones and Diaz with Luke Shaw, De Bruyne, Gundogan and Fernandez, Salah, Kane, Son.
KDB shouldn't have been there.
Neither should Son.
KDB and Son.
Ooh, interesting. So who do you take out Son for?
Grealish.
Okay, I hear it.
Because Son got injured, and Son also went for spells of just being crap. Mm. So, like, his start of the year was ridiculous.
Couldn't sustain that. We knew he couldn't sustain
that. But I think Grealish has comfortably been better than Son this year. But I think that team is pretty much... To be fair with Son, I don't have much issue with Son because Son was also crazy. I probably would have gone with Grealish. Fernandez has to be there simply because of he's just inevitable. It's a KDB.
I might put Neto instead of Son.
You think Neto was better than Grealish?
Yeah, for sure.
Neto was better than Grealish. We know what that's about.
You're sickening, man.
I know.
You're a sickening man. I know. Grealish has to be in there based on the quality of what he did this season. He's still at the top. He's still at the top of all those lists of those metrics. You know, is touches it? In the box, progressive carries, chances created.
Even look what happened to Villa. Like Villa were like they were sixth with like two games behind and end up 11th. Like
they're gonna finish fourth, bro.
Yeah.
I was shook.
That. MVP almost if you want to talk about that in terms of the difference. And who would you have in there instead of KDB?
That's the issue. Like I think there's so many players who've had good spells and bad spells. So I think Kante's been one. Mount. No, I don't think Basuma's played Thiago. A high level.
Thiago.
Yeah. Let me deplatform, Ellis. I'm joking. So like Kante, I think
Basuma's pulled
up. I think Kante's been good. I think Pogba's been good. I think
you can't say Pogba not disregard my Thiago shot.
Come on, bro.
Are you stupid?
Are you actually stupid?
You're silly. Are you actually stupid?
Like Thiago was injured for like 2-3 months.
Yeah, so and he was shit for until literally the last four games. So
he was good for the last. Okay,
so when did we play you lot? How many games ago? How many games was that?
Like with like two games ago.
You're chatting shit, bro.
It was
three games ago. You don't believe that. You don't believe that.
Ellis is such a clown. You have to. That was like three games before the end.
I think with midfielders, I think in terms of high quality, like high level play, like I think Basuma's done well. I think like McGinn's done well. But in terms of like high quality play, I think only really Gundogan's been consistent all the way throughout. I think Declan Rice has a shout. I think Pogba has a shout. I think Kante has a shout. So any of them, I wouldn't mind. Just not KDB, because I think KDB.
I think Gundogan was more like imperative and
The thing is, and I also want people to take in, it's not just about the goals, because the goals were just almost like a icing on top. Some of them were clutch.
He was jugging.
But his actual midfield play.
And some of the goals, he was jugging.
But some of the goals he started. Like, I know he scored one against Liverpool. Like, he's a 1-2 from in his own.
Boom. He wasn't doing the Fernandes thing where he's just scoring and thank God he scored. He was jugging, like he was balling.
Scary hours. So yeah, we've seen now that you know people won't even speak on that necessarily and pick up on like, oh, KDB hasn't actually been that good this season.
They'll give
it to him off of him being KDB, and people won't be mad at that.
I'm telling you, yeah. Once you reach a certain status, like, and if you're favourable in the media, because we've had some stars. That like for example Samuel Eto'o,
Infanteri Blaze, yeah.
Yeah, like you get certain stars, like Rooney was one of them to a certain degree, where they're kind of polarizing in recent times. We've got the likes of Pogba. But certain stars, like once you reach a certain level of peak, you're gonna be regarded.
Iniesta was in Champions League teams of the year.
Iniesta, Dani Alves, Marcelo, Sergio Ramos, Gerard Piqué. Iniesta, Xavi, Cruz and Modric. Modric. Rain or shine, them there. Brothers are there. In that team of the year, bro.
I think they're going to put him in this one as well.
Yeah. Like, bro, FIFA Pro Team of the Year, Iniesta's there.
It doesn't matter how he plays.
Sepp Blatter, Iniesta has retired for 3 years. Sorry. It's egregious, bro. It's fucking egregious. Them man are in Team of the Year, come rain or shine. Like, Daniel Alves... Was he done.
He was still in Team of the Year when he's at Sao Paulo. Oh shit.
They're like, what is that Alves? Oh shit, I don't even know. That man has to get invited Zoom to come and collect his award. Fucking joking, bro. Yeah.
Word template.
Yeah, KDB's literally there on sheer heritage, bro.
Sheer heritage, fam. Yeah. Oh, Kane lost the PFA Player of the Year to KDB.
This season?
KDB won PFA Player of the Year. I thought it was... Okay, the one DS one was some...
Premier League Player of the Year.
Yeah. No,
what, is that official?
Well, from Tapping Toby.
Okay, I'm going to since that.
What, you don't trust the source?
Nah.
Okay,
nah,
let me...
Tapping Toes would know, especially if he's saying he lost it to KDB.
Tapping Toes thought Conte was coming, bruv. Man, I started speaking about pianos or not.
I hate... Yep. Yeah, he won it. The PFA Player's Player of the Year is KDB.
Wow. Scary.
The timing is uncanny.
Very uncanny.
Less said about
it. But the thing is, the players, isn't it? What are the players looking
like? I generally just feel like, as you just said, certain man, it's just KDB. They won the league and they just think, yeah, because they won the league. KDB has been instrumental in previous years.
Do you know what?
In previous years, let's just give it to
KDB win it last year? No, he didn't win it last year, did he?
Yeah, he won it last year.
Who did?
I think he might win it last year. Like,
what? None of your man won it.
Nah.
Young player. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I think KDB won it last year. I remember seeing a picture of him with the trophy. Yeah. Like, obviously he's a phenomenal footballer, but literally this season, because I remember I was watching, he was throwing up disaster classes at first, then he got injured, and when he got injured, City went on a run. Mm. Like, yeah, literally went on a run, yeah, he got injured, yeah, and he came back, and he
he's
was all right.
Listen, he's a rich man's Bruno, man. I'm not
and the thing yeah, is, facts. I'm not thank you, thank you, it, thank man. You, thank
but
you.
The thing is, when I know we were talking in the group chat, like how the balance was better when he wasn't in the
season. Was, of course yeah, it was. Yeah. It was better. Because yeah. I was joking.
Yeah, and we saw some of that in the Champions League final.
It's interesting though, with his Rashford or certain man, oh, big game. Boy, all I'm saying is World Cup semi, where was KDB? I didn't see him.
KDB.
Final, where was KDB? Around, I didn't see him. Even
not around no more. Yeah, down for the court. Anyway, you mentioned it, and I want to get you guys' thoughts very quickly on this Antonio Conte debacle from Tottenham Hotspurs.
It's the history of the...
What next for them? Because obviously they've sat Jose Mourinho. They were linked with Ten Hag. They were linked.
Man's had a new contract.
Yeah, they were
linked. Man had Tottenham.
Yeah, they were linked with Antonio Conte. Where do they go next? Because speaking for myself, I thought Conte top four minimum.
Yeah 100.
Top four easy. Minimum.
At this rate, they might as well just hire me.
They're gonna do a Potter team, Graham Potter.
Bro, I told man, they oh, lost yeah, to Everton.
Hire me, bro.
I was on Discord. I told man, fam, you're not better than Graham Potter.
Oh, I remember they're arguing.
I said, no, you're not.
I said, Graham Potter is the exact same appointment that you're putting Pochettino you know from Southampton.
Graham Potter is their vibe, man.
It's their vibe. Just Graham. Take it and run with it.
I was man. Like, why are you above Graham Potter and Eddie Howe? Well, because what you achieved. What have you achieved?
You ain't the niche.
Ain't the niche. But yeah, it's interesting because I think when they're talking with Roberto Martinez.
Boy. Yes, I saw. What do you think of Martinez? We haven't.
He's mid. Rubbish.
Mid.
He's rubbish.
Yeah, he's wow. good from March to May. That's when he's in his bag.
March to May.
But there's no Victor Moses to call upon.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
March I don't to know. May. You know who's even out there?
I'll just go get Graham. But Eddie Howe still available.
Martinez is just somebody with a fancy last name. Yeah, man. He's not.
Wait, did Eddie Howe go to Celtic or that meant up?
No, they couldn't negotiate.
I swear,
Eddie
Howe said he didn't want to go or something like that.
I think he's probably holding out for the Tottenham job.
Yeah, probably was
Tottenham or Palace.
Bigger
Prem
job.
Yeah.
Spurs should get Frank Lampard.
I heard Crystal Palace would. Lampard.
Crystal Palace would be crazy if they put Lampard in charge of that franchise.
That would be nuts.
First dinner of the day, Frank, what are you trying to do? Could you reckon we could get Mason Mount on loan? How about Tammy? You're probably able to get Tammy.
100% be able to get Tammy.
Bro, and the thing is, Palace released like half of their squad, bro.
Yeah, I saw. But they've had an Asian squad for years. Asian squad.
I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Spurs. I think like we're going into the Euros now. Like not knowing who your manager is gonna be going to be going to. It's a bit of a joke, isn't
100.
It?
Coming by players.
A joke, man. Losing recipes, honestly, man. Yeah. Cool. Let's get into some listeners' questions. Got a question from Babs98 from Chelsea Hour.
Babs, man. Fucking blood.
Guy's on the hell of a run. He's been giving them Spurs boys the business. He's been giving them the business. I can't lie to you, man. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Babs, man. Keep going, man. Keep going, my boy. So he asked on thoughts of the player of the year, young player of the year conversation. We've discussed that. Thoughts on how England should line up their front line. We've discussed that. How far can England go if Southgate stays in charge past the Euros?
Oh, no.
Never. You will never make it. You'll never make it.
Listen, boy, the talent that's coming on, but you do not want
what Southgate. England have to do, yeah, is they keep going for managers, yeah. They keep going for managers that are like not doing anything. They have to go and grab a manager and like test their mettle. Like, do you know what I mean? Say like a British manager that's, you know, say that. Potter that's like up and coming or whatever, but plays good football. You have to go and take him out of the club. Like you can't just say, "Oh, who's available?"
Let me just get the best guy that's available.
You have to go and
grab Steven Gerrard.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
Grab somebody. Nah, go grab Gerrard.
Mm, yeah, hold on.
Go back.
Come on,
Come on,
Come on,
Come on,
Aribo.
It's from your ends, man.
No, what game? Oh, he's alone.
He doesn't play for Liverpool.
Oh, anyway, I thought it was alone.
They got Jordan Rossiter, haven't they?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
No, I thought Aribo. What's his name? I genuinely thought it was alone from
Liverpool. And also, I think obviously the players.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I think the players. I'm actually joking. I'm actually being dead serious. And I think the players will respect Steven Gerrard. You get me? So
it's an old man's job, though.
Yeah, it's an old man's job. It should be. Stevie G, and if he fails, we can just pam him anyway.
That's what I don't want. But the thing is, I think England should be like the most lucrative job in England, as in like. It's not
because of international football, innit? Yeah. Like, if you had the choice of being a Chelsea manager,
that's what I'm saying.
There's more bread than that, more or less. Yeah, so yeah, no. Imagine Steven Gerrard takes England to like European Championships, or he wins the World Cup or the Nations League, bro. That's heritage right there.
It's true.
And that will make him ready for the Liverpool job when Klopp eventually goes to, I don't know, be humanitarian or some shit.
I think part of the England job, which a lot of British coaches, and I think Gerrard would probably be the one that's different, is the personnel. I think throughout the years, there's always been an issue with the personnel. Mm. There's always been an issue with the starting lineup. And there's always been like a player or a group of players where universally fans are like, why the fuck is this guy playing?
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you playing these guys? I think Steven Gerrard is brave enough. He's now got experience. He's won something with Rangers. He's got clout, but he also went through it where they were trying to play him and Lampard, and he understands
first-hand experience
in regards to picking personnel. So I think Steven Gerrard would definitely be a banger for England, in my opinion.
You saying Ellis? You're not having it.
I'm not having it, bro.
What were your reservations?
I don't think he's ready, Anderson.
Steve Gerrard.
Okay, Gerrard.
Next question, bro.
He's better than Frank Lampard. Steve Gerrard.
they were singing that in Argentina, fam. Got a question from Eli Joyce _ Ballon d'Or front runners. Can we guess who she supports? Chelsea, obviously. So this is a very loaded question, but we'll answer this question, Joyce. Not Kante. I'll start with that. He's not a Ballon d'Or front runner to me.
I'm giving it to Kante.
Based on what? Based on a few games in the Champions League.
Come on, man.
He bossed the Champions League. He bossed the Prem, and if he goes to boss the Euros, that's Ballon d'Or. Unless Diaz does something special in the Euros.
I'm gonna come to a serious person, man. Hello, Dissu.
Yeah, I think.
Send your guys to
Can you imagine? Ruben Diaz, as far as I can see. That's it. Just looked out your window. You looked out your window. Oh, them man playing in the park. Those are my Ballon d'Or candidates.
Yeah, so if first of all, I hate this whole Ballon d'Or thing. You won these trophies, it should be for a person who played at the highest level throughout the year. So, and the thing is, if France go on to win the European Championship, like Seb has potentially said, then it might be Mbappe because
I'm not having that. We're not putting that shot in any talk. That is not what we're doing.
Have you lost your marbles?
Yeah. Man couldn't even win Uber Eats. They couldn't win the Uber Eats League. We're not doing that. We are not doing this Mbappe thing. That is fake. That's a false image.
From what I've seen, in terms of the people who've been the best from the year, I think Lewandowski should be up there. I think Messi should be up there. I think Mbappe should be up there. So I think Harry Kane should be up there. So I think those are the players that should be up there. It hasn't been like a vintage year. Where obviously no one the Champions League, really especially the Champions League, I'm a bit weird. You got some Buki team in the Champions League, big up there, man. The Kante Ballon d'Or thing is just egregious. First things first, Chelsea fans don't even think he's been their best player of the year. They think he's been Mount. So shut the fuck up. He's not even best player in the Premier League. They couldn't tell you he's better than Harry Kane. So why the fuck she with a Ballon d'Or? Shut the fuck up with that shit. It's fucking irritating. It's dumb.
I'll give it Lewandowski.
he's probably be my front runner. Yeah, and they robbed him last year.
They absolutely robbed
Why
him.
Why did they do that?
They robbed him. Messi. Hey, Ronaldo called it a favour.
I'm not winning. Messi's not winning. No one's winning.
Yeah.
He's robbed Ribery and now he's robbed Lewandowski as well, man. The game is absolutely gone. Mm. Cool. Got a question from Vikash Patel 94, long-time listener. Shout out, Vikash. So is Sancho average and benefiting of Bundesliga tax, or is he a superstar and is suffering from England / Southgate tax?
I don't think he's definitely not average. That's outrageous. I'm not sure if I'll go as far as saying a superstar.
Yeah.
I think he's a fantastic footballer. I think the Bundesliga does help because I just see man going through and goal any minute. Any minute. Dortmund 3-on-2 breaks on the 20th minute. It's 0-0. It's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I think he's closer to the superstar than he is to an average player.
Cool. Got a question from Abuja Bus. Sorry, Abuja Bus. Will Arsenal regret missing out on Buendia? Arsenal.
Yes. Yeah, I think he's a top player. When I watched him in the Prem, I wanted him then. You know, he I think he was super sick. I can't remember if it's chances created, but the stats that everybody loves now for Grealish, he was probably top when he was in the Prem. Yeah, he's a top level player. I don't know why some Arsenal fans are calling him a championship player, but that's you know when you get rejected from here, so you're part anyway. Yeah. You're a championship player anyway.
Oh, this one's to fuck anyway.
Yeah, this one's to fuck anyway. Yeah, nah. He's a top level player, and he's probably better than 90% of what they got, if not all.
I think they'll regret if they don't like get that void and fill it with a proper good player, man.
So I think it depends what they do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So. I heard they want Ross Barkley or something like that. That's what I heard. From.
Good luck.
Is this who wants Ross Barkley?
Arsenal. You didn't hear from me, though, innit?
Why did Touchdown tweet that thing about Sancho?
Which one? This one?
You don't know. They retweeted it again saying Loden. Is it Loden?
I don't know. That's clearly Dan.
He's such a prick.
You really need to vet his tweets, man. Yeah. He's got the Chelsea Hour media machine that's going absolutely crazy.
But actually, I posted what Rudy said, attacked me. I don't care what Rudy said. I don't give a fuck. Fuck off, Dan. Rudy said this about Kante, okay.
So
what?
Rooney, man, he's lost his marbles. He almost got relegated for the championship.
Yeah.
I'm listening to my man. Yeah. But yeah, with that being said, I want to thank you guys for your time this evening. Ellis, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're looking good, man. Are you sure that's not double denim?
No, it's not, Mariah.
Look at him, man. He's bursting out of that jacket, man.
By your size, man. By your size, man.
Man's got muscle fit denim.
Ellis out here shopping the Baby Gap, you know.
Under Armour Demon.
You guys saw my tweet in it. It's in the office, you know what I'm saying?
I had to put oil on his office.
Like Adama.
You're a WD-40.
Adama, sorry, all right.
I have to, that's protein puppy, thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Zebby, always a pleasure, bro.
Cheers, brother.
Love it. And Disu, good to see you again, man.
Rashford for president.
Yeah, we'll end that there.
Sports Social Podcast Network.